Two stranded residents got a lift from the U.S. Coast Guard. They survived Hurricane Ian.
It's just completely washed out.
But the bridge leading to their home on Sanibel Island did not. Along this stretch of Florida coast, buildings are leveled and few boats remain in the water. Here it was the storm surge, as much as the 240 kilometer per hour winds that left destruction in their wake. Michael McPhillips rode out the storm on his fishing boat, one of the few now still seaworthy.
Watching the surge come up, it was, you know, came up within, you know, a half hour. It was up, you know, at least 20 foot and, you know, high winds, you know, at least 150 miles an hour, it seemed like, and there's a lot of rain and shit blowing around, and the boat's my livelihood, and without the boat, you don't have anything.
His father's boat is grounded.
Tuesday, we're supposed to put our traps in the water, and we have no boats, and we don't know if the crabbing's going to be good, and we can't get bait. It's just going to be a bad situation.
Federal disaster funding will help some with rebuilding, but officials warn it will take months and billions of dollars to recover. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Fort Myers, Florida.